There's, of course, a lot of excitement right now about CAR T therapy, for example, in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. What do we know about CAR T in transformed FL and CAR T in FL?
So CAR T is clearly a major change, probably in the way we start to manage our patients or will manage them in the few years. If we talk about follicular lymphoma itself, the experience of CAR T is limited, but the group of University of Pennsylvania reported a handful of patients with very good result because the response rate was very high. This was clearly refractory patients that were reaching a CR in 80% of these patients, and the CR were maintained for many months. There are ongoing trials by different pharma companies with different CAR Ts ongoing for this patient with recurrent follicular lymphoma who have failed two lines of therapy or early recurrence of the disease. When the disease transformed, patients with transformed follicular lymphoma were actually eligible for the ZUMA-1 trial. Some patients were treated also in the Juliet trial or other studies with CAR T. And the result of patients with transformed follicular lymphoma identical or in the same range of efficacy as the other patient with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, which means that the majority of patients will achieve a response between 50% to 80%. We still exactly don't know what is the variation of this response rate. Maybe 40% of the patient will reach a CR. And if this patient has a CR at 3 or 4 months after the infusion of CAR T, the preliminary result indicates that this patient may really enjoy a long-term complete remission. So I will say that at the present time, it's clearly an option for transformed follicular lymphoma for patients who do not respond to chemotherapy. It's a little bit early to say if we can replace immunochemotherapy by CAR T in this kind of patient.